I am Chef Don Liban, and I'll be narrating a story as told by Howard Quealy, entitled Diaspora Nivis Story. I am a Nivision, born in Brooklyn on Roses Hill. By the time I was 2.5 years old, my family had relocated to Cotton Ground Village, where my aunt, Miss Anita Chapman, had been placed as the district midwife serving Cotton Ground, Jessops, Bansgott and Westbury. Legend has it that Nurse Chapman delivered in excess of 2,000 babies in her career with not one fatality. Cotton Ground is close to my heart as I grew up there and consider it home. Growing up with characters and friends known as Tessie, Prince, Toos, Sadie, Bridge, Bud, and Yampi was a blast. Livingston Sargent, a gifted Nivision and Leeward Island cricketer, honed his skill at the ball ground where we both played, giving me an opportunity to see a future legendary cricket player up close and personal. Attending St. Thomas's Lowland Anglican Church on Sundays, St. Thomas's Primary School was my seat of learning, Monday to Friday. Teachers included Teacher Sim, Simeon Daniel, from Bansgott, our neighboring village, Teacher Charles, who's Charles Warner, and Teacher Farrell, Harold Farrell, both from Cotton Ground. This is the same Simeon Daniel who later became the first Premier of Nevis and is a national hero. He was the architect of Nevis's semi-autonomy within the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis, with its own Nevis Island Administration and Premier at Independence. Attending school with me was Joseph Walcott Parry, who also became a Premier of Nevis as leader of the Nevis Reformation Party, which Sir Simeon Daniel founded. Ethics was taught in Sunday school, dispensed by Mr. A.V. Wente Williams, who was also the local registrar. His teachings, as well as lessons learned on my life's journey, remain with me to this day. The impact of the land of my birth has been profound. It served as an inspiration for Nevis, published in my book of poems, Scriptwriter, A Journey of Creative Expression. Leaving Nevis as a teenager, Nevis never left me, and I am a self-described unofficial ambassador for Nevis. I remember well growing up in Nevis and the struggle for independence, an outgrowth of which was the secessionist movement with Eugene Walwin, Fred Parris, and others at the forefront. Later, the mantle was taken up by the Honorable Simeon Daniel, the Honorable Ivor Stevens, first Deputy Premier of Nevis, Nivision icon Ural Swanston, and others. Now living in Toronto, Canada, it was with great pride and a deep sense of patriotism that I celebrated the auspicious occasion of independence on Monday, September 19th, 1983. Personal circumstances precluded my going out on the town to celebrate. However, I excitedly had been speaking with my friends from other British Caribbean countries leading up to the event, informing them that our time had come to stand side by side with them as an independent country. These were individuals who good-naturedly often reminded me that I was from a small island. Of course, it was only fitting that I propose a toast to my beloved country on the occasion of its independence with my family, in the sanctity of our home, to commemorate how far we had come. In fact, I felt in such a joyous mood and in such buoyant spirits, I must confess to having additional toast late into the evening. Howard Quealy, August 2020.